welcome to episode 5 of The Latest Dose, the show that discusses market trends, what's new in the industry, and forward-looking approaches to clinical research. I'm your host, Kathy Vandeveld, Global Head of Innovation at Oracle Health Sciences. You, a family member, a friend, a neighbor, those that have or will participate in clinical trials have the opportunity to help themselves by gaining access to experimental treatments. While many enjoy the reward of potential helping future patients by sacrificing themselves for the greater good of drug development, we as a community also need to remember the toll that clinical trials can take on the physical and mental well-being of the participants. Our guest, founder Jennifer Byrne, believes that by celebrating the volunteers and increasing our engagement in clinical trials, there is an opportunity to make a bigger impact. Thus, her nonprofit, The Greater Gift, was born. I'm excited to have Jennifer here with me today. She is a high-spirited entrepreneur leading multiple organizations that strive to give to the greater good of clinical research. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you to talk about Greater Gift. But before we jump into that, Jennifer, remind us how long you've been involved in clinical research.
I have been involved in research for a very long time. I would say a good percentage of the drugs that are now available on the market have happened during my career. So that would be the span of hundreds, if not thousands, of compounds and devices, well over the past 30 years.
Wow. You've seen a lot of change and a lot of additions to the market that have helped people live longer and better lives. What has motivated you to make this your career?
So the motivation for me and the interest for me in clinical research early on just ticked a lot of natural boxes for me. It was an opportunity to serve people in a healthcare setting in a different way. And what I came to realize is very early on as a research coordinator that I was able to serve people, anticipate needs, not only of patient volunteers, but of the doctors and other clinicians that I was working with, the pharmaceutical companies. And so as a pleaser, as a person who's a natural pleaser, I very early on got a tremendous amount of satisfaction, just great satisfaction from helping people and helping a lot of different people. So again, whether it was a patient participant with a pressing medical need or concern, or that person was participating in research because perhaps they didn't have access to a better option for them, or they didn't have access to healthcare, that was very motivating, while at the same time being part of something so much bigger than even just that moment in time, and understanding the importance that every single volunteer is contributing to, again, you know, this much larger question or answers to be addressed.
Well, knowing you as I have over the number of years, I would say that healthcare and clinical research is very lucky that you've chosen this career. And as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, you run more than one organization. So let's focus in on what I was hoping to talk a little bit more about today, which is Greater Gift. Can you share what this organization's mission is?
Well, Greater Gift, really at the end of the day, is a nonprofit organization that was founded to thank clinical trial participants. Now, there's a lot more to it than that, but really, it's a mechanism. It's a process. There's a tangible element to this that actually does serve to be an igniter of just the simple act of ensuring that all clinical trial participants get properly thanked. I think sometimes we just lose sight of reminding people of the gratitude that we have, and as a collective society that we have for clinical trial volunteers. So Greater Gift, again, is really about ensuring that we're properly thanking patients. The other important aspect of Greater Gift is that for a clinical trial participant, the complexity of the clinical trial process is confusing and it's challenging. So we're very, very challenged in terms of connecting the dots for people in terms of what they have done from clinical trial participation and if and when that actually results in some type of approval. So the other important mechanism to Greater Gift is it creates a mechanism to give people an immediate positive reinforcer. That patient, at least at bare minimum, understands that because of my clinical trial participation, a child in a community is going to receive, for example, a meal, or they're going to be part of the backpack program, or that because I have just participated in this rheumatology study, that there is a child in a developing country, in a third world developing country, that will receive a pentavalent vaccine, for example, because I participated as a research.
That is awesome. And I agree that it is very, very important to recognize the contribution of the individuals that volunteer or participate in clinical research. Can you tell us a little bit about how it's been received by individuals that have had the opportunity to receive one of the thank yous?
Well, so to date, over the past 10 years, we have donated right at 120,000 vaccines and meals. So that represents 120,000 very specific thank yous. And I cannot think of one instance of feedback that we have had through our program partners in terms of any form of negativity. And I think that's the great thing. If you think about it, we were very intentional with the naming of Greater Gift and thinking about this program in just that way. So there are no strings, right, that are attached with this. We actually donate a vaccine or a meal. And generally speaking, the way the program is structured is that donation is made when somebody is considering enrolling in a clinical trial. So it's not used as a dangling carrot to get somebody to complete, because we actually view that the consideration and the intent to participate is what needs to be celebrated. So the program experience from a patient standpoint has been phenomenal. We have, in some of our clinical research partnerships, we have site organizations and partners that have actually collected data from an overarching patient experience standpoint. And the data associated with trial participants having received a thank you and the gift of gifting to somebody else who is going to benefit has had a resoundingly positive experience. In some cases, we've seen patients associated with trials that will, on survey, independent survey, rank that their overall patient experience has been significantly higher than that of traditional patient experience within a traditional healthcare setting. Now, we can't always attribute that, of course, 100% to the Greater Gift experience, but that we know from data that there certainly is high correlation to that. But I do want to say that Greater Gift, I think, has been a phenomenal experience. Even for clinical research professionals, it's something that not only the clinical research coordinator, the clinical trial navigator is part of, but I've been very, very pleased over the years with this program. The investigators are jumping right in there. They want to be at the front line and they want to be part of that. And it's where you really start to see this very strong connection. Because clinical research for the patient volunteer works best when you have a really unified, trusted team. Mm-hmm. And that team coming together is really important. So we have gotten tremendous feedback, not only from the clinical trial navigators, the clinical research coordinators, other research personnel, but physicians. I've had physicians describe to other physicians why clinical research is important to them. And I have heard many physicians bring the element of the greater gift as an example of how participating in clinical research, generally speaking, can be a great experience for their patients. And let's face it, most people pursued a profession in healthcare at one point in time because they were just like you and me. They wanted to actually do something to advance health and to help people.
So that is awesome that that is actually happening. So is the greater gift and the certificate, as I understand it, as you explained it, so the individuals actually receive a certificate so they know that this gift is being given to a child in need with a vaccine or a child in need that gets a meal. Is it only for clinical trial participants, or could this gift be given to others?
Well, so far, again, of the 120,000 gifts and thank yous, about 20% of that total has actually gone, those donations have actually gone in honor of or as a thank you to clinical research professionals. And in some cases, to community events where people show up and they're learning about clinical trials. Or they are signing up to receive additional information. Another really important element of the program for us was to build better bridges across communities and to build not only greater awareness through thank yous and gratitude, but also from the standpoint of elevating trust. We have aligned with international nonprofit world health organizations. And I think that that starts to, again, plant seeds for individuals that this clinical research isn't just about a pharmaceutical company, or this is not just about a healthcare system. It's about how we're all really kind of working together to advance, for example, the efforts of Gavi. Gavi is the Global Alliance of Vaccines and Immunizations. Mm-hmm. And we have gifted money, in a way, for the delivery of vaccines to patients in need in third world countries through Gavi. So greater gift, we're not boots on the ground delivering vaccines, but we've partnered with well-respected, large organizations who have earned a lot of public trust. The other organization that we've partnered with has been Feeding America. So the backpack program and local meal delivery is coming through that organization. And especially as we're tapping into and trying to build bridges with the underserved patient population and minority patient populations, and again, trying to not only build that trust and awareness, but better connection points.
So as I listen to you talk about just the partners you're working with to deliver the thank yous, as well as all the constituents that are involved, I think of clinical research and how important it is for us to bring a new drug or a device or a test to be safe and valuable for all of us. We need to work with all those diverse constituents you talked about. And now you've brought in the partners of Gavi and Feeding America and brought them to, you know, these trusted organizations to basically provide this program and considered the diversity elements. And so how long have you been doing this?
The organization was founded 10 years ago. So in 2010, We founded the organization, again, established it as a nonprofit, and have slowly but steadily increased our reach and our impact. And I'm really proud of the diversity of the types of organizations and individuals that have supported this collective effort.
Is there any way we can help with this awesome endeavor?
Well, I certainly think for anybody in the audience right now that this strikes a chord with, I think the first point of action is just to reach out to us. So our website, greatergift.org, makes that connection very easy. For additional information or follow-up information, this program has evolved in so many different ways than where it started 10 years ago. And so what started as a vision 10 years ago and some of the programmatic offerings that we have and some of the events that we have been involved with have come from so many people having a great idea or a thought about how this particular program might better fit my particular needs or to support something that is of interest or of value to me. So I would say just, you know, reach out and let's have a discussion and understand what it is that's important to you and what it is that you're trying to solve and how can Greater Gift possibly help those efforts. So that's one way from a programmatic standpoint. I mean, obviously from a philanthropic standpoint, we run as a very lean organization. And so financial, you know, gifts and contributions always allow us an opportunity to, again, spread the message and the impact. And in some cases, provide some financial support for gifting for other organizations that might not have those resources, but that are very committed to trying to find different ways to celebrate and thank their clinical trial participants. Another opportunity for people to be involved is just getting involved from a volunteer standpoint. So if you find that this, again, strikes a chord with you and you have an interest in actively becoming involved in the organization on a volunteer level, we are always welcoming and very, very open to building our community of direct supporters in terms of advancing our program.
Thank you, Jennifer, for all you do each day to support clinical research and the inspirational mission and vision behind Greater Gift. It has been wonderful to have you on The Latest Dose to discuss market trends, what's new in the industry, and forward-looking approaches in clinical research. Thank you all for listening. Before we go, don't forget to subscribe and join us next month.